It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Week 8 was highlighted by two All-Central Catholic League battles last Friday. In our CCL Game of the Week, Hartley dominated Waterson 39-0. Also last Friday, DeSales beat St. Charles 26-14. Reedy lost to Whitehall 20-10. Newark Catholic fell to Licking Valley 42-14. And Fisher Catholic lost to Lucas 55-21. Now it's on to week 9, and 5 of the 7 area teams are in action this evening. In our CCL Game of the Week, DeSales looks to win its 7th straight as the Stallions welcome Steubenville to Alumni Stadium. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45, right here on AM 820. Also tonight, Hartley hosts Dayton Belmont. Waterson heads to Dayton to face Dunbar. Reedy takes on Bexley at Fortress Field, and Newark Catholic battles Heath. Tomorrow afternoon, St. Charles is at Youngstown Cheney, and tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic hosts Ridgedale. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about last week's Waterson-Hartley game and preview this week's DeSales-Steubenville matchup. Then we check in with DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions lineman Cole Potts. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for 7, or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Randy Reinhardt and the coach, Larry Wolf, brought you all the live action of Hartley's 39-0 shutout win over Waterson in our Central Catholic League Game of the Week last Friday night. Larry joins us now in the preview show. And, coach, were you surprised at how Hartley totally dominated that game?
I was surprised at the magnitude of the domination. I didn't think it'd be 39-0, but I thought for sure that they would win the game. I thought maybe more like 24-0, but Hartley was just overpowering, and it was a bad matchup for Waterson. I mean, the foot speed that Hartley has on the perimeter obviously was overwhelming for Waterson, because that's the weakness of the Waterson defense, is their secondary and their perimeter people. So, I mean, I don't mean that, you know, as any condemnation of them, but that's just the reality. They're a little bit slow on the perimeter, and Hartley is anything but slow out there. So the number with 39, that kind of took me by surprise, but the fact that they beat them and dominated them, that did not surprise me.
Coach, unfortunately, with this loss, Waterson's chances of making the postseason are very slim. How disappointing would that be for this Eagles team that has improved so much?
Well, I think obviously that was a goal when they came in this year, and they knew that, you know, it would be tough to beat DeSales and Hartley, but they thought if they could string together some other wins, and they got some big wins earlier in the year, and they thought, well, maybe, just maybe, we might sneak in, and they still could sneak in. But I think if you realize where Waterson was just a few short years ago, to even have a chance to get in the playoffs now, that means they've made great strides, and this team should be proud of that fact. And then if they come up a little short, then that should get them ready for next year in the offseason, and get them ready to get in the weight room and do what Waterson knows that they can do and have done for the last 30 years, and that's, you know, be one of the preeminent football programs in Central Ohio.
Speaking with our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf, Wolfie and Randy Reinhardt at Alumni Stadium tonight, where 7-1 DeSales takes on 6-2 Steubenville. It's our CCL Game of the Week, live immediately following the preview show, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry, two teams with great tradition, both having great seasons this year as well. How much do the players and coaches look forward to games like this?
Oh, this is a playoff game. I mean, this is a chance for both teams to measure themselves and say, well, can we make a deep run, or do we have to really fix some things in week 10 to get ourselves ready to make any run? Because they're both great programs, and they've been historically great programs for the last 30 years. So this is two fantastic programs going at it. I can't wait to see it tonight.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us, and we look forward to hearing you and Randy about 40 minutes from now with the CCL Game of the Week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart bring you the CCO Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as DeSales takes on Steubenville. And after the game, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports and Able Roofing. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports reporter Dave Papura bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk with the coaches and players from key games. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your score at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboard.com. St. Francis DeSales is 1-6 straight after beating St. Charles 26-14 last week. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now on the preview show. And Ryan, you had a 14-0 lead. St. Charles came back to tie it in the fourth quarter, but then Quintel Quinn broke off a 69-yard touchdown run and you pulled away for the win. How proud were you of the way your team stuck with it and then went on to get the victory?
Well, once again, I thought our team found a way to persevere. You know, we had the ball on the ground a handful of times. We gave it up, I think, three times, but we overcame it. You know, our guys kept fighting. Those are big games or emotional games. There was a minute there where the momentum seemed to kind of swing. It was a tie game, but we rose to the occasion. We found a way, and, you know, certainly want to continue to emphasize to play cleaner, to not put ourselves in that position. But, you know, I've said this many times during our season. Our guys have kind of found ways to win. I do think there's something to be said for that.
Coach, we talk about Quintel's touchdown run there. He had a huge game for you, rushing for a career high 224 yards in that touchdown. He also had a 22-yard touchdown catch. You had to rely on him a little bit more than you probably wanted to because you lost Jalen Ball to an ACL injury in the game. First, talk about how good Quintel was last week, and then secondly, how does the loss of Jalen affect you guys?
Well, Quintel was awesome, you know, and we talked earlier this year about putting more on his plate. You know, he's a really good football player, but I think the balance with Jalen was a really good thing because it helped both of those guys, you know, and it was also kind of hard on the defense to prepare for two different styles, you know, to have a 1-2 punch, so to speak. So, you know, I feel bad for Jalen. On a personal level, he's a senior, he's a leader, he's poured his heart and soul into this program, in particular this, you know, this being his senior year, you know, and I go way back with their family. So I feel bad for Jalen on a personal level, and it hurts us on a football level as well. As far as Quintel, you know, he's been able to rise to the occasion and answer the bell every time. And so, you know, it's time this time of year, late in the season, with your goals intact, everyone's got to harden up a little, and so we press on.
Speaking with the sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins, his Stallions hosting Steubenville tonight in our CCL Game of the Week right here on AM 820, immediately following the preview show. The Big Red offense has scored more than 40 points five times this year. They've scored at least 21 points in every game. How do you slow down that attack, coach?
Well, that's what we're working on. You know, we're going to try to stop the run game, I think, as well. I think they've thrown it for close to 200 yards a game, but as well as they've run the ball, that's where kind of everything starts with them. And so we got to slow them down first. We got to try to do a good job up front, make sure we're gap sound, make sure we gang tackle, and then eliminate those big plays. And you get people getting nosy, bringing extra people to stop the run game, and that's when they beat you with their passing game. And so it's a good challenge. I mean, you have to be dialed in. They can really hit from a lot of different weapons on their team and a lot of different areas that they can hurt you. But I still think it all starts with the run game, and that's where we got to have our very first focus.
Coach, I'm guessing you want to eliminate turnovers, too. You turned the ball over four times last week against St. Charles. How important will that be tonight?
You know, it's just like I told our kids. We've played eight football games, and we've had week three, four, and five, where we didn't have any turnovers. The ball was not on the ground. You know, and the results are very different in those weeks in terms of what we were able to do or not do. So we can't, you know, we go back to week two when we weren't able to win the game. We had a bad stretch against a really good team, and it cost us. And so we know what we have to do and what we have to do better. It's a matter of getting out there and executing. The attitude's good. The effort's good. We just got to make sure we execute well.
Okay, Coach, good luck tonight against Steubenville in our CCL Game of the Week.
Okay, thanks.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. As coach alluded, the Stallions defense will be tested by the Big Reds' potent offense tonight. Our Ryan Baker spoke with senior two-way lineman Cole Potts about that at practice.
Cole, 26-14 win last week over a CCL rival in St. Charles. Always nice to get those CCL wins, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, sir. It always is. Something that we'll always look forward to every year.
You guys jumped out to a 14-0 lead, but then they came back and tied it up there early in the fourth quarter. What's going through your guys' minds and the team's head there as they tie that up late in the game?
Well, we had to pick our momentum back up. After we lost Jalen Ball, we went down in second, and then we had to know we had to do it for him and bring it back up again.
And then Quintel Quinn busts that big run right after they score that tying touchdown. How big was that for you guys?
That was huge. That gave us the momentum back. That helped us get back on top and our minds back.
You mentioned Jalen Ball. Looks like he's out for the year now. Losing him in that game, he's one of your seniors, one of your better players. How tough is that, and how are you guys going to be able to rally around that?
It is really tough. He's a great leader, great player, but we got Jonathan Thompson, who's another great backup. He's coming up, and he's going to take it.
You guys play Steubenville this week. Another tough one. It's our CCL game of the week here on AM 820. Offensively, they have been dynamic this year. Scored over 40 points five times. But your guys' defense has been really good here recently. Last week, you held St. Charles to 160 yards. How can you guys make sure that you keep that trend for you guys going?
We just got to slow down their offense. We got to get them to pass the ball, shut down their running game and everything like that.
You mentioned the running game. They've got a really good running back, Tavion Coleman. What's the key to slowing him down?
Slow him down. We got to hit him hard. Make sure he doesn't want to run the ball again. Make sure he gives the ball to a different back or tries to throw it.
You guys get a win this week. I'd probably clinch that playoff berth. Is that in your guys' minds heading into this one?
Yes, sir. It always is.
Well, Cole, I'll let you get back to practice. Thanks a lot for this. Good luck this week when you guys take on Steubenville.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Our thanks to DeSales two-way lineman Cole Potts for that. The Stallions welcome Steubenville to Alumni Stadium in our CCL Game of the Week right here on AM 820 tonight. Straight ahead on the preview show, it's Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks defensive lineman Owen Griffith. Then it's Watterson head man Brian Kennedy and Eagles wide receiver Andrew Bettendorf. Stay with us.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. Get 0% for 72 months on new Ford F-150s and 0% for 60 months or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Escape. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Bishop Hartley improved to 7-1 on the year with a dominating 39-0 win over Watterson in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield is with us now on the show. And coach, you racked up 483 yards in total offense, held Watterson to just 157 yards, and pitched the shutout. Was that your team's best game of the season to date?
It felt like it. I think we got a lot better in the areas we wanted to improve since the Fitch game, and it was just a total team effort. I mean, offense was unstoppable. We never punted, and defensively, you know, the style of play that we had was able to really kind of contradict what they were wanting to do and what they were trying to do. You know, they were a quick passing team, and we were able to get really good pressure on them and play really great man-to-man coverage. So it was exactly the way you wanted to draw it up going into the week. The kids executed it.
Coach, you didn't have a lot of mistakes last week, but when you did, you answered right back. One example of that, Marcellus Parker had a fumble, but Miles Fleming gets an interception on the very next play to give you guys the ball back. What does that say about a team when they make mistakes, it doesn't faze them, and they can come right back from them?
Well, I think it says that they're a resilient group and they understand they've got to be resilient, that the teams we play are going to be good football teams, and it's not going to be a perfect game. I know our offense coordinator, Chris Sawyer, talks about this all the time, that perfection isn't in a result and perfection isn't, you know, the accumulation of results, but it's more in the effort and the emotion that we can kind of direct everything with as the narrative of the game goes through, you know, as good things happen, as bad things happen. How are we able to navigate that?
We're joined by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks welcoming Dayton Belmont to Jack Ryan Field tonight. The Bison 3-5 this season. Last year you beat them 42-8. So how do you keep your team from perhaps looking past Belmont to the huge matchup with the Sales next week?
Yeah, you know, we're not silly and stupid. You can't act like that game doesn't exist in less than a week. Like, it's the game for the championship. It's what you want to be a part of. But also, you know, as a mature football team, you got to be the best you can be tonight. You know, you got to play every play as best you can. I mean, Belmont is a good football team. Earl White, their coach, we've shared a lot of information through the years, and we've really modeled a lot of what we do offensively off things that we've learned from him. I mean, he's an excellent football coach. The teams they've lost to have been really good football teams, including St. Francis de Sales a couple weeks ago. We define overlooking opponent pretty easy with the kids. We say, you know, how well do you take care of the football? What do your pre-snap penalties look like? And how many missed tackles do you have? If you have big numbers and those things on the bad side, then you overlook somebody. If not, then you're doing everything you have to do.
Coach, back to the win last week. That locked up your 10th straight trip to the postseason. How proud are you of that stat?
Yeah, I'm really proud of it. It's hard to do. It's hard to beat good teams. And the playoffs reward you for beating good teams. There's teams with good records, but, you know, they beat a bunch of bad teams and they don't get in the playoffs. And there's teams with, you know, even maybe not the most stellar records, but enough wins over good teams that they're able to get in. You know, the playoffs only reward the top third of the state of Ohio, and you have to earn your way in. We're never, ever going to take it for granted. And we're always going to celebrate that was a great accomplishment that we had during the regular season and that we earned our way to do that. So I'm proud of the kids. And, you know, they played the toughest schedule in Ohio, not one of the toughest, but the toughest in Division III. And I can lament the fact that we've been multiplied and this and that, but it doesn't matter. What matters is we did what we were asked to do and did it to the best of our ability.
All right, Coach, good luck keeping that momentum going tonight against Dayton Belmont.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. Special teams are always a big emphasis for the Hawks. Our Ryan Baker spoke with special teams player extraordinaire Owen Griffith at practice this week.
Owen, a dominating 39-0 win over Waterson last week in our CCL football game of the week. A great performance from your team. Did you guys see a game like that coming?
I think the preparation we had throughout the week allowed us to be able to perform at that level, and I think every unit came together and played really well, and I think we saw the beginning of a really good passing attack that we can use against defenses and possibly exploit, especially when they start loading the box when we're pounding it in on them.
8-0 now since you guys have started playing Waterson again. I know these CCL games are always big for you guys. How good did it feel when that one was over last week?
It felt great. I think the fact that it was a shutout really put the exclamation point on it. I think Waterson thought that they have a pretty good team. I think they are a pretty good team, but we came out and showed them who the better team was.
Coach, when talking about you, said special teams extraordinaire. Kickoff, punt coverage, everything. You're on it. Special teams are big out here. You guys put a lot of emphasis on that, always with trick plays, onside kicks, all kinds of things. What does that mean to you when Coach says you're that important to the special teams?
It means a lot. We place, like you said, a big emphasis on special teams, and I think this year it's an even bigger emphasis, and I think it's made our team a lot better.
Defensive line, you play a little bit there in the past couple games with Daniel Tucson out. You got to play a little more. Talk a little bit about how nice that was to get in there on the D-line.
It was great. It was 4 years of preparation, hard work in the weight room, a lot of little things behind the scenes, all that coming together, and finally being able to do it on the field.
You guys this week take on Dayton Belmont. They're a team that you guys played last year for the first time ever. Has it been a little easier preparing for them this year, having that game under your belt?
I think a little bit, but we don't want to take anything for granted this year. I think they're a pretty big team. They got a few really good athletes. So, I mean, we're not going to play down to anyone.
Well, Owen, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you finish up practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Belmont.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley senior defensive lineman and special team standout Owen Griffith and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks host Dayton Belmont tonight. It was a tough night for Bishop Waterson as the Eagles were shut out by Hartley 39-0 in our CCL game of the week last Friday night. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now. You knew going in, Coach, the Hawks were very good, but 39-0 is a tough pill to swallow.
It is. It is. And, you know, credit to Brad and their kids. They played hard. They're a really good team. You know, I hope they went out. They took away a lot from us on offense. They had a really good game plan, and our, I just thought at times, you know, and I'll take the blame on this on the head coach. I just thought at times we just didn't compete. So, you know, 39, nothing's tough. And man, that running clock is just brutal.
So, coach, on a tough game like that, what do you say to the team after a game like that, and how do you get them to put that behind them?
Well, you know, I mean, the good thing is we got a game, you know, we got a game the following week, and we didn't look at that film Saturday morning. We started focused on Dunbar, so we had something to focus on, and you know, and I, that wasn't us. And you know, I said Hartley's really good, and we were going to have to play almost a perfect game to beat him, but that just wasn't us last Friday night.
Coach, I was out at practice on Tuesday, and I haven't seen this all year, but you guys did not have a good day of practice. Do you ever know why that happens sometimes, and how do you get the ship back on track?
Well, you know, you don't ever want to step in the mind of a teenager, so you never know what's going on with those guys, right? I mean, I don't know if it was a bad lunch or, you know, I don't know what happened, but that happens more often to us, at least, than what you see. You know, I talked to them after practice, and Wednesday they came back and we did really well. And so, you know, it's just kind of a thing, and each group's kind of different. And this, we don't have as many vocal kids. We've got leaders, but it's not as vocal. And so you kind of have to do what you can to get them back on track.
Joined by Bishop Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy, his Eagles looking to get back in the win column tonight in Dayton against Dunbar. Now, the Wolverines started the year 0-4, but they've now won four straight, including a 28-20 win over a strong Taze Valley team. So which four-game stretch is the real Dunbar team?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're good. They are. And you know, looking at them on film, they play hard. They do some really good things both sides of the ball. You know, four-game win streak, they're coming in to tonight with a ton of confidence. And so, you know, I think we have to just, you know, this week we focused, you know, what do we do well, offensive and defensively, and just kind of focused on that, and that's our game plan.
Coach, you told me this week that the Dunbar defense is very unorthodox. How difficult is it to prepare for?
Oh, it's tough. It's because you don't know what they're doing sometimes. I mean, nothing against their coaches, but it's, they just, their schemes aren't, you know, don't fit into the kind of the 4-3, the 3-4, you know, this is what they're going to do on this situation. It's, they're not predictable, and so it makes it really tough to simulate that in practice with our scout team.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Dunbar.
Thanks, fellas.
Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy. The Eagles' leading receiver this season is junior Andrew Bettendorf. He spoke with our Ryan Baker at practice this week.
Andrew, a tough 39-0 loss to Hartley last week in our CCL football game of the week here on AM 820. Game that they just really kind of dominated all the way around. You're the leading receiver on this team defensively. What did they do to shut down your offense last week?
We just really didn't click on offense. We couldn't really get the ball out to the receivers, and when we did some good stuff, but we didn't get it out enough, and they just kind of shut us down. They played us pretty good, and the D-line played really well for the Hartley.
When you guys lose a game like that, is it tougher to lose one like that and be able to put it behind you, or one like the DeSales game where you it was a closer game that you had the lead in late? What's easier to put behind you?
Probably the Hartley one, I'd say, because the sales one, because we had it, we were up by 10 in the third quarter, and everyone thought we had a good shot at it, and we just lost in that. That one hurts a lot more.
So you put that one behind you. You guys, coach said you didn't have the greatest day of practice out here today. How do you put that behind you and make sure you come out and have a great day tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow we just got to come back with a lot of energy and focus, and we just got to improve on everything we're doing right now, and we just got to do our game plan that our coaches are getting up for us, and we just got to win this week and focus on St. Charles next week, especially.
You talk about this week; it's Dayton Dunbar. They're a team that's 4-4, but they've won four straight after starting off 0-4. How do you make sure you stop their momentum and get that big win this week?
We just got to be disciplined, and we just got to do our stuff. If we play our game, then we should win. Our game's good.
We mentioned you're the leading receiver on this team. You've got a pretty good connection with your classmate, Jacob Hoyne, there at quarterback. Talk about the chemistry that you guys have.
It's on the practice field we do. During defense, we just do, like, passing with ourselves. And then freshman year, it's just nice. It's just connection for all 3 years. And I don't know, it's just, like, different. Like, I know what he's going to do. I know when he's going to look for me. And
I know what to do to get open for them.
You guys as juniors, it'll be exciting to see how good it'll be even next year, too. But first, let's get that win this week against Dunbar. Yeah. Thanks a lot for this, and good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks to Waterson wide receiver Andrew Bettendorf for that. The Eagles at Dayton's Welcome Stadium tonight to take on Dayton Dunbar. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll talk with St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker and Cardinals defensive back Cedric Granger. After that, it's Reedy two-way lineman Thomas Stiltner. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, you always have exciting news. I understand you're offering something new, right?
Randy, I've got something very exciting. We are offering stone-coated stamped steel roofing for all the folks that want the benefits of a metal roof but with the look of a shingle.
And if your homeowners association is a little picky, this will fit the bill, right?
This is exactly what you need.
So give them a call, 614-721-ROOF, 614-721-ROOF, or hit the net at themetalroofcompany.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. St. Charles is 4-4 after a tough 26-14 loss to DeSales last Friday. Cardinals head coach Deke Hoker joins us now on the preview show. Coach, you were down this one 14-0. You fought back, tied it at 14 early in the fourth quarter. How proud were you of your team's comeback in this one?
Well, I was proud of the way our guys responded. And we went in at halftime. Everybody just kind of settled down, made a couple adjustments, and you know, our guys came out and executed and took advantage of some opportunities when they were presented. And so, yeah, I was proud of the way we responded to get it, you know, in position to win that game for sure.
DeSales came back to win it on a 69-yard touchdown run by Quintel Quinn. What happened on that play, Coach?
Well, it was a good run on his part. But, again, against a good team, you just have to be assignment sound up front. You can't, you know, go the wrong way on a slant or angle. Everybody has to make sure your gap's sound. And then, you know, you have to tackle. So if you don't do that, then a running back like that's going to make you pay for it.
Joined by St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker, his Cardinals with an afternoon game tomorrow on the road at Youngstown Cheney. How different will that be having a 2 p.m. kick tomorrow?
You know, it'll be a little different for sure. Not playing on a Friday night. It's something that you don't do a lot of. We're looking forward to going up there and traveling to a new place for sure. The blessing is that we got an extra practice this week.
Coach, the Cowboys are 4-4 in their first year as a varsity program since 2010. How impressive is having a 500 record in their first season back?
I think it's really impressive. And, you know, what we've seen on film, I'm impressed with, you know, the way they play. They got a really good quarterback. They got a really good slot receiver, good speed. He throws the ball well. Another good running back, couple good linebackers, and they're coached well. So, yeah, we're getting ready to play a good team on Saturday for sure.
Coach, unfortunately, you've dropped three tough ones in a row here. How important is it for you guys to get that win tomorrow and get a little momentum heading into the Waterson game?
Well, you know, anytime you get a win is really important to get some more momentum. You know, the last few weeks, I feel like we've played well. We just haven't taken advantage of opportunities against playing some good teams the past few weeks. So we just got to take care of the football, not hurt ourselves. You know, play just fundamentally sound on Saturday, and we should be okay.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow against Youngstown Cheney.
Thanks a lot.
St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. The Cardinals defense has been playing well this season. Our Chris Higgins spoke with defensive back Cedric Granger at practice this week.
Cedric, you guys had a tough one Friday night, toe-to-toe with the DeSales, 14-14, and they were able to put a couple touchdowns late. Tell me how pleased you were with your performance on Friday night in the game where, you know, it was tight all the way up until, like, kind of the very end.
Again, those are tough ones that you never want to lose. We were right there toe-for-toe with DeSales, and especially since we haven't beaten them in a long time. Aside from that 2013 team, we've only won about, like, 55 out of – or lost 55 of the last 56 attempts or some weird stat like that. So we were feeling it right there, and it just sucks that it was just taken away from us. So I was feeling it. We were all working hard. We were all playing hard, and we felt like we were going well as a team because in the first half, we were down 14-0. Second half, we came out like gangbusters. We scored a touchdown. Then we, on special teams, we made a play. We forced a turnover, got the fumble, and then scored again. And we had all the momentum. And then we had 8 minutes where we had the ball, 14-14, and then it just was taken away from us.
I don't think you guys have been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs yet. So still a lot to play for, especially, you know, a chance to have a winning season if you win the next two games. So tell me about what's important about these next two games.
All right. So especially as a senior, we don't have a lot more opportunities like this. Coach always stresses to us that we got to make the most out of our opportunities. We cannot leave anything out there on the field because this time is limited. We're only guaranteed two more games. And as a senior, if I'm not going to be playing tackle football ever again, I need to really make the most out of these two games. And I'm sure the rest of my teammates do as well, and they feel the same way. And having a chance to go 6-4, that is huge. Especially for me, because in a lot of my career, I've had a lot of rough seasons here in high school and in middle school. I've not been on a team with a winning record yet. So I would love to change that in my senior year. That would be great.
So this week, you kind of got a schedule change. It's a Saturday game. Not only it's a Saturday game, but it's a game at 2 o'clock. So it's kind of like a college game, really. So what have you guys done different this week in terms of schedule-wise?
All right, so we're going to have the extra day, which Coach is very hyped up and we're very happy about, is that we're going to get that extra Friday to go and practice and make sure everything is good to go. And then on Saturday, it's a little bit different for us, but it kind of reminds me of when I used to play JV back in the day. So there's a little bit of a nostalgic factor that my last two games, it'll be Saturday, kind of representing my JV career, and then I get to finish it off at home, representing my whole varsity career. So it's interesting getting to play on a Saturday. You kind of feel like one of the college athletes like Ohio State or anybody like that. I'm a little bit sad after Mr. Ohio State Wisconsin game, but it's all right, though. Duty calls.
So they're 4-4-2. They're coming off a pretty big win, 36-0, where they rushed for 400 and, I think, 30 yards. They got a pretty good electric back. What do you see on tape that makes him so good?
All right, well, he definitely is a one-cut type of back. So as soon as he runs, as soon as he finds that hole, he hits that hole, and he's going upfield fast. And this is where we're going to have to make sure we got guys coming in front. We're going to have the linebackers that have a big game, as well as corner, we're going to have to be able to come up and make those tackles, and that's important because he can be gone in an instant, and I saw that a lot in film.
Well, good luck this week against Youngstown Cheney, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Our thanks to St. Charles defensive back Cedric Granger. The Cardinals on the road tomorrow afternoon at Youngstown Cheney. Bishop Reedy falls to 3-5 after losing to Whitehall 20-10 last week. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Silver Knights two-way lineman Thomas Stiltner at practice this week.
Thomas, you guys had a hard-fought loss Friday night to Whitehall. Your defense more than held their own. Whitehall had been coming in scoring quite a few points. Had to be pretty proud of that defensive effort.
We came out really good, actually. We watched a lot of film. We all had a similar goal, and it was to, we know they got athletic guys, so it was stopping the run, getting in the backfield, getting as many hits on the quarterback as we can, and just playing, reading our keys.
Offensively, you guys sputtered a little bit, but you were able to have a pretty good ground game. You know, I think Jack was able to run for about 170 yards. It's been nice having him back, right?
Oh, yeah. I love having that kid in the backfield. He's a playmaker. He's, you know, you get the key block, you can count on him hitting the hole.
Now this year, obviously you've played a lot of football for Bishop Reedy, but most of the time it was a tight end. This year you switched over to offensive line. Tell me how that transition went.
It actually went pretty smoothly. Coach Cutler pulled me in after a morning lift, and he's like, hey, I need you on the offensive line. And I was like, all right, like, let's do it. If anything that helps the team. Only thing I'm not doing is catching passes, but blocking a lot more, so whatever it takes to help the team.
Yeah, you get to hit people instead of going out on patterns.
Yep.
All right, we're moving on this week. You know, you guys are 3-5. Playoffs probably not in your guys' future this year, but a chance to finish the season 500. But you got Bexley coming in. They're on the same boat, 3-5. Tell me what you want to accomplish here in these last couple games.
Definitely helping the younger guys out. Trying to lead them because they're the future of this program. You know, our time's up. It's just setting a good example for the young guys, letting them know what the Reedy culture is about and what the Reedy work is.
Talk about the culture. This is, like I said, your first 3 years you had Coach Cross, then this year with Coach Cutler. Talk about that change this year and how that was different from stuff that Coach Cross did?
Yeah, so Coach Cross, he's a good coach. Love that man. But Coach Cutler came in. He really, like, he talked to us about family. And the whole offseason we talked about being a family, holding each other accountable. And I think the seniors really took that to heart. The juniors are picking up on it. Sophomores, the freshmen, everyone's picking up on it. But as you can see, our practices are pretty intense. They get intense. It's a good culture to have, especially for a winning team.
Now, this being your senior year, what's your future plans? Are you planning on playing football at the next level?
Yeah, I plan on playing college football. I'm undecided yet, but I plan on playing college football and majoring in engineering.
All right. Well, good luck the rest of the way here, and good luck against Bexley. Good luck to whatever you choose college.
Yeah, thank you.
Our thanks to Reedy, two-way lineman Thomas Stiltner, and our Chris Higgins. The Silver Knights battle Bexley at Fortress Field tonight. When we come back from this short break, we'll talk with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello. Then we check in with Fisher Catholic head man Doug Miller on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. It's Ram Power Days, where you'll save up to $11,000 on new Ram 1500s or get up to $7,000 off on new Jeep Cherokees. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Newark Catholic had a four-game winning streak snapped last week, losing to undefeated Licking Valley 42-14. Green Wave head coach Ryan Aiello joins us now on the Preview Show. And coach, Panthers running back Mitchell Ford had a career-high 264 yards and four touchdowns in that game. And as great as he was, his offensive line was even better, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a great team. You know, what they do and how they put their kids in position to be successful is a testament to that coaching staff and program. They do a great job. I gotta give them all the credit. And I think big plays, that's a huge spot, where they really took us out of the game.
Coach, your quarterback Matt Carlisle missed the game due to a nagging shoulder injury that he's had. Sophomore Cole Canner, who transferred in this year to your program from Reedy, started last week. How did you think he did?
Yeah, I really think, offensively overall, I think there were some bright spots. You know, I think Cole was definitely a part of that. I think there's some things that, he did very well. You know, some things that, he will definitely need to improve on. And now that we've got that tape, you know, we can use those as learning lessons for him and for our offense.
Joined by Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, the Licking County League Cardinal Division is on the line tonight as the Green Wave hosts 7-1 Heath. This is where you want to be this time of the year, coach, right? Playing for a league title. How big is this for your team?
Yeah, no question. This is a great opportunity for our kids and the Newark Catholic community. And this is a testament to the senior leadership that we have in getting us into this position. But this is a very talented, athletic, Heath team. I tell you, one thing that they do well is get those explosive plays. And that's got to be a big focal point for us from a defensive standpoint, in stopping them. And I'll tell you, their defense does a great job as well. I mean, they are not getting a whole lot of people putting points on them.
Coach, you talk about the talent Heath has on their team. They're also a very senior-laden team. How difficult is that to play a team with that kind of experience?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, anytime that you've got a senior-led team, that is definitely a disadvantage for us. You know, there's definitely something to be said, about seniors coming in, you know, 17, 18-year-olds, you know, having gone through a four-year program from a lifting standpoint, from a maturity standpoint, and just from an overall experience, right? So we've got to make sure that we elevate our game and learn from our mistakes from last week and make sure we are executing tonight.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking a time out from those pregame preparations to join us. Good luck this evening.
Thank you so much, guys. Really do appreciate it.
Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave hosting Heath tonight for the LCL Cardinal Division title. Fisher Catholic lost for just the second time this season, falling to 7-1 Lucas, 55-21 last Friday night. Irish head coach Doug Miller joins us now. And, Coach, the Cubs are as good as advertised. They held you to a season low 149 yards rushing. How were they able to slow you down?
I'll tell you, they did a really nice job. We had developed a game plan. We thought we had to throw the ball on them, and I'm sorry that I abandoned the run as I look back. We just made, an error in coaching. We should have lived on the ground. Instead, we decided to put the ball in the air, and it cost us on, you know, there were two big turnovers that really cost us.
Coach, your two losses this season are to two very good teams in Lucas and Worthington Christian. Both of those teams will probably end up in the postseason. How does playing teams like that get you ready for what you hope will be your second straight trip to the playoffs?
Well, it does nothing but make us better, and it really wakes us up and makes us realize as a staff and as a program that we need to work harder 5 days a week to prepare for Friday and Saturday night, as opposed to, you know, taking a playoff here and there. And our kids have really, really worked hard this week to prepare themselves for Ridgedale, and they'll continue to work hard the rest of the season so we can reach that postseason opportunity.
Joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, as Coach alluded, his Irish hosting Ridgedale tomorrow. Originally, you were supposed to play Rosecrans this week, but that fell through when the Bishops announced they'd be playing eight-man football this season. So how were you able to get this game scheduled on short notice?
You know, it was a last-minute fix. I think in early August, when Rosecrans announced eight-man, we got a call from those guys that noticed that we had an opening on our schedule, and it was very kind of the coach to call me and schedule this. So we feel fortunate to have the game. He's a great football coach, and they've got a great program that's building. They run the spread, and they throw the ball well. So we'll be challenged. Trust me, we will be challenged.
Coach, you alluded to it there a little bit. The Rockets 3-4 on the year so far. What do you like that you see from them?
You know, just this, they're poised. They've got great poise in the pocket, and they've got a tremendous core of receivers, four of the best I've seen. I think they could rival Worthington in the receiver department. They've just got a great little program, and they do a nice job with it.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow against Ridgedale.
Thank you, fellas. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, Coach. Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish, taking on Ridgedale at Fulton Field tomorrow. We'll be back to put a wrap on the preview show right after this final timeout.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for seven. Or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
Jeff here from Custom Air. When Custom Air opened their doors in 1976, we began installing HVAC systems in custom homes for our local developer. As the company grew, Custom Air added commercial buildings along with home renovations, remodeling, and replacement of HVAC units, and service of all makes and models, whether we installed them or not. And today, we still treat every home we service with the same pride and attention to detail. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
It's week 9 of the high school football season. Tonight, Hartley welcomes Dayton Belmont to Jack Ryan Field. Watterson heads to Dayton to take on Dunbar. Reedy battles Bexley at Fortress Field. Newark Catholic hosts Heath. And in our CCL Game of the Week, DeSales welcomes Steubenville to Alumni Stadium. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com right after the preview show. Tomorrow afternoon, St. Charles travels to Youngstown to face Chase. And tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic takes on Ridgedale. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Able Roofing. Ryan Baker and This Week Sports reporter Dave Purpura bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the coaches from key games. If you have a score, tweet us at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit OaklandNursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's OaklandNursery.com.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof. You get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call